Welcome to What Not to Do. I'm Kyle Schmidt. This is episode 102. 102, baby. We are back, part four, with Jerry Abiyog, founder, co-founder of Standard Insights and the current chief marketing officer. One massive question for you today. Is your story worth reading? Right? You're going to love this conversation. Hold tight. We'll be right back. Good men learn from their own mistakes, but great men learn from the mistakes of others. What Not to Do gives entrepreneurs a platform to share their failures to help equip you for success. We break the silence on failure, we demystify failure, and we help you overcome the fear of failure. So, still not sure what to do? Start with what not to do, because hindsight is 20/20.
All right, so bonus round. Time to talk about some books, man. I'm a reader. I'm sure you're a reader. I think most folks that are looking to try to grow are probably also readers, whether they read physically or listen to something like, you know, Audible or whatever it might be. I'm curious, what books, they don't have to be your favorite, but what books have really shaped and impacted your life in such a way that you would really kind of plead with someone else that, hey, man, like, you really need to get these on a reading list and you need to read these sooner than later because your life is going to be changed if you do.
Yeah, I'll give you four examples. So number one was Becoming an Iron Man. So I first read this book late 90s, early 2000s. It was before, you know, internet took a hold, right? So you had books, and doing an Iron Man at that time fascinated me. I remember watching it on TV, the Hawaii coverage, that the ability for any human being to swim 2.4 miles, then ride a bike after that 112, and then do a marathon after that was insane. But somehow that intrigued me and piqued my interest. And me and a couple of buddies sitting around watching, like, hey, we should attempt to do that. And that book kind of helped, you know, spurn that on. So that was number one. Number two, so I'm a big nonfiction guy. If you look at my bookshelf, it's 95%. You know, nonfiction. I like reading stories about overcoming. So the second one on the list, Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink, you know, retired Navy SEAL. I felt that it was prudent as someone who's co-founding a company to exhibit, you know, good leadership qualities. So that's one that I thumbed through today. You know, another one, another Navy SEAL. There's going to be a trend of this. David Goggins, when my father passed, this was 9-10 years ago, I saw this guy on the internet that when he ran tough races when a bunch of his fellow Navy SEALs died. It's like when they died, he wanted to raise money. So I took that idea. I was like, okay, so I was 40 when my father died. So what I wanted to do after seeing this Navy SEAL's YouTube video is, hey, I want to run a 40-mile race and raise money for my dad's scholarship. At that time, I hadn't run 40 miles, but I wanted to do something hard that pushed me out of my comfort zone, kind of like my dad taught me, and raise money for his scholarship. So when his book came out a few years ago, you know, that meant a lot to me. My last book, another Navy SEAL, I Transform by Remy Adeleke. I actually met this guy last year. I was visiting Atlanta, had a book signing, and I met him and we talked about writing, right? So how writing helped him, not only in his military career, but post-career. So at that point in time, I started to write, you know, blogs for a company, right? And then just a month ago, I had an article that was published by, you know, an AI Times journal, right? Me. So I'm not technical oriented, but I just wrote this article. I went through a vetting process. And poof, you got, now I'm shopping that article to other places and helps me show other people that, hey, that, you know, this guy, Jerry, I wouldn't call myself an expert, but he's written some stuff. He's been on so many podcasts and helps, you know, build credibility around myself and our platform and our company, even though I don't consider myself an expert. But yeah, so those are four books that, you know, kind of hit home for me now.
Yeah. What was the name of the David Goggins book?
Can't Hurt Me.
Can't Hurt Me. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So what is it about some of those overarching themes that kind of, I can imagine all four of those books probably have some common threads or common denominators that kind of run through them. Can you just talk a little bit about some of those themes that you really from those books?
Yeah, getting out of your comfort zone and overcoming, and things are going to hurt, but you overcome and you drive and persevere through them to get to your end goal.
Yeah. That's so powerful. And it's like, it's kind of funny because almost like those things seem obvious, but we almost need that, like that source that's coming from outside of ourselves to give us that push. Right. I'm a big fan of reading biographies myself, namely because I love learning about how someone else lived and their story impacts me and helps me to see I can shape my life in different ways. And that's just the power of reading, man. It's important. Have you always been a reader?
Yeah, it goes through phases. I try to read a book a month. I have. Yeah. I always, love reading, uplifting stories. But at the end of the day, you could read as many books as you want. It's eventually going to have to come down to you. Doing that work.
That's exactly right. And it actually reminds me, we can read all the books that we want. We have to remember that meanwhile, we're writing our own stories, right? Mm-hmm. And are they worth reading? Right.
Exactly.
And if we put together a book or biography of our own lives, would someone really want to read that and be impacted by it? And I think the takeaway is it's great to continue to learn more and to know more. What's even better is what we do with that. Right.
Exactly.
Are we applying that knowledge? Are we applying it to our lives? Are we letting it push us to go and push ourselves further, farther than we ever thought was possible? Are we expanding or are we shrinking? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to continue to grow and improve, each and every day. And then, as well as to, adapt and overcome. I mean, case in point, the whole world was thrown a sucker punch. And how do you respond to that?
Right.
Professionally and personally.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's powerful. And that's not disconnected. Your response to when the world throws you a sucker punch is directly related to your pushups, right? Training your mind when you don't want to and you're sore and all that kind of stuff to push through it, right? Same thing when the world sucker punches you. What's your tolerance? Are you able to push through it? And, can you look the world back in the face and laugh, right? And continue fighting, right? And it's amazing how the small actions of just doing pushups every day or something like that to push our minds, push our bodies, helps to build this resilience that we can overcome, right? That's really, really powerful.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome, man. Jerry, this has been absolutely fantastic. I've really just had a blast talking with you, getting to know your story here, how you guys are serving the world. And thank you so much. I think about, you sharing your story, and we have a wide listenership, and it's like, something that you might have just said in passing and you might not even remember for the life of you. Someone else on the other end will have heard that, and it may have radically transformed their life for the better.
Yeah.
So I just think about the power of you sharing your story and your mistakes and how, what you learned. It's just amazing, man. So thank you so much.
Having me.
Yeah. It's been awesome. If people wanted to get in touch with you, Jerry, where can they find you? How can they connect with you?
Yeah. One of three ways. They can look me up on LinkedIn, Jerry Abiog at Standard Insights. Should be the only one there. Number two, they can reach out to me via email. So it's JERRY at StandardInsights, all spelled out, .io. Or they can visit our website, StandardInsights.io, and then book a demo.
Yeah, if they're interested. Yeah, I think that'd be awesome if you're listening to this and what Jerry was talking about and how AI as a service can really transform your company, help you to grow and really adopt that in your strategy. Definitely, obviously, connect with Jerry, get to know him, and even see the product up front, which would be awesome. Cool. Jerry, this is an awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
Is your story worth reading? Wow. Such a powerful message. I mean, think about that. Like, we love reading books. We love a good story. We love being challenged. I love a lot of the books that Jerry had referenced here. Extreme Ownership, just the title, you know, in and of itself, Goggins, Can't Hurt Me, right? And I think you kind of get that just from hearing Jerry speak. He's all about that challenge and really pushing yourself to become better, overcoming things, getting out of your comfort zone, right? But man, like, what a boring life if you're never doing any of those things. If you're not challenging yourself, if you're not overcoming, if you're always playing it safe, like, who would want to read about your life? You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, man, would I want to read my own story? Like, is my story worth reading? Who would pick up my story and say, man, you need to read the, you know, the story of Kyle Schmitz? Oh my goodness. It is a, you know, or would it be like, meh, boring, one star review. Don't buy this book, you know, type of thing. That's helpful to think on, you know, and even with that, that really kind of begs the question, how do you want your life to go? What does it look like when you're on your deathbed, right? And you've heard of some folks who have, you know, written their eulogies, you know, what's going to be spoken at their funeral, a way to speak from the dead, so to speak. I just want to encourage you, you know, as a wrap up with this conversation with Jerry, you know, make your story worth reading, right? Do something big, do hard things, have challenges that you can overcome and crush. Get out of your comfort zone every day, right? How can you get 1% better every day, 1% bigger every day, 1% stronger every day? Make your story worth reading. If not for anyone else, for yourself, right? For your grandkids, right? So that when they hear the story of grandpa's life, they'll be inspired to go do great things because grandpa did, right? They hear grandma's life, grandma's story, grandma overcoming the odds. And so her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren are inspired to go and do great things because grandma did, right? That can be you. Make that you, right? Don't let your own grandkids, your own posterity turn to other people to look for examples of how to live well, right? You be that example for them. You set the example for them. Make your story worth reading. Well, if this conversation has been encouraging to you, and I hope it has, share with a friend. You can share the episode directly. You can leave us a review wherever you listen. That's always super helpful to get these stories out. And would love to hear what you like most about the podcast. I would also love to hear what you'd want to add or take away to make it even more valuable. That's always helpful for me because I don't do this for myself. I do, but I also do it for you. The podcast is about you. It's for you. I couldn't do it without you. So thank you so much for listening. This has been great. And it's as it's been said, good men learn from their own mistakes, but great men, they learn from the mistakes of others. So go and be great. And we'll see you next time.